As the sun rose from behind the clouds, its rays passed through the tall big trees and shone on the front door of the house on the flat top of the hill surrounded by a 6-foot steel fence. No other houses can be seen as far as the eye could see, but hibiscus and bougainvillea plants in full bloom abound. The front door of the house opened and Alicia, a tall 14-year-old girl carrying a blue backpack with a Nike symbol, walked out the door. She was wearing a light blue and white t-shirt, dark blue sweatpants with marching sweater, and dark soft-soled tennis shoes. She went over to a gray BMW 7 Series packed in front of the house, opened the trunk, and put in the backpack she was carrying. As soon as she closed the trunk of the car, her mother walked out of the house followed by her father. Alicia opened the left back door of the car and sat down in the car, pulled her legs in, and closed the door. Both her mother and father were casually dressed. Her mother opened the passenger's side door of the car and sat inside. Her father, the last person to approach the car, opened the driver's side door, sat in, and started the car with a key he pulled from the top left pocket of his white polo shirt. The car was facing the house. Alicia's father, Dale Johnson, backed it up about 15 feet and turned it around towards the gate of the fence around the compound. "This will be a memorable experience for you, Alicia," he said with his eyes watching the road and without turning his head to look at anybody. "The last time Ol went whale watching, Ol was going to the university and some friends of mine from church organized a trip. Some of the whales were so big that it makes you think people are minute when you compare them to us." The car meandered through the tree-lined streets of Montecito, a suburb of Santa Barbara, California, where they lived. It turned right onto Highway 101 and later left towards Cabrillo Boulevard, which winds along the beach. Alicia's mother, Tana Johnson, gazed at the coconut trees along Cabrillo Boulevard and towards the ocean on the left and said, "It is a beautiful day to watch whales, not hot, not cold." "Yes," Dale said, looking at the clock on the dashboard of the car. "All hope we are not late." The car turned left onto Stearns Wharf and made its way to the ticket meter. Dale pulled a ticket which protruded out of a ticket meter and drove the car slowly on the wooden surface of the wharf, past some restaurants and stores, to the parking lot on the right side of the wharf. Dale packed the car between a silver Mercedes four-wheeled drive and a white Ford pickup. Everyone got out of the car. Alicia went to the back of the car, opened the trunk, and pulled out her backpack. She kept it in her left hand and walked towards her mother. She was already approaching her.